节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Hey, Summer, I have a question for you.
Okay, go for it.
Have you ever sent the email to the wrong person or like sent an email and immediately regretted it?
这不是经常的吗？因为平时用到邮件的时候其实还是挺多的，像我们工作上的沟通，还有之前求职，包括有时候也会收到一些同学发来的提问的邮件，那发得多了就难免出错。
对，我也是啊，在发 email 上还是吃了些亏的。所以呢，今天我们就来跟大家分享一些在写 email 的时候呢，大家经常犯的四个错误。
Yeah, you guys can ask yourself, are you doing this? Are you making the mistake? Okay, so what is mistake number one?
Okay, mistake number one, your greeting is inappropriate.
哎，这里说的 greeting 是什么呢？大家都知道我们这个 greet 做动词表示打招呼、问候嘛。那这个 greeting 就是问候语，也就是说啊，在写邮件的时候最开头的那句话。
Yeah, and you really have to think about who you are writing to. Who is this email for, right? So, is it for a business colleague? Is it for, you know, maybe your boss? Is it for your friend? You have to think about how you are going to open up your email, right?
Yeah.
要想清楚你的邮件是写给谁的。
对。
Because sometimes just hi is appropriate, but sometimes you need something else.
What else do you think, Sissy?What kinds of greetings do you think are good?
那首先想到的肯定是 dear, 对吧？大家最熟悉的。Although dear sounds to me, it sounds a little bit old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned, 就是比较老套的。
嗯，
就大家写邮件全都是用 dear 开头。
嗯， so what do you think, Summer?
所以你看，其实现在有很多人都在呼吁啊。It's time we ditch dear from work emails. 就是说工作的邮件不要再用 dear 了。
嗯，我之前也读到过一篇文章啊，就是讨论这个问题的。商业邮件打招呼到底是要用 hi, hello, dear, 还是都不用呢？ And it comes to a conclusion that hi is becoming more acceptable, and in many businesses, it's the norm.
对，就是说现在只说一个 hi, 这个接受度啊还更高。甚至是在一些商务沟通中已经成为标准了。
嗯，
当然这也不代表用 dear 就错了，只是我们要弄清楚 dear 其实并不是很亲热的喊人亲亲爱的、
嗯、
相反它其实是很正式的打招呼，就好像我们经常听到的亲爱的旅客、尊敬的客户一样。
Right, so the reason people choose hi instead of dear is because they want to sound relaxed and welcoming to get others interested enough in the pitch to respond to it、
嗯、
说白了就是为了拉近距离，对吧、
嗯、
我们用 hi 或者 hello 都可以，那 hi 呢它比Hello 要更加轻松一些。那注意呢，加上名字之后用逗号而不是用句号。
Yeah, for example, Hi Jane, Hello Morris, 或者你可以直呼其名 John。
哎，这个名字要特别强调一下，大家千万不要写成了 Dear John, 因为 Dear John 呢，它在英文里面其实是指分手信的。那具体原因呢，这里就留个悬念，不展开讲了。我们在笔记里面有讲到，大家可以去我们的公众号上看一看。总之呢， if your boyfriend received your Dear John letter, he would be heartbroken.
Yeah, definitely. 那有时候我们是写给很多人的，比如说一群同事啊，团队的成员啊，那这个时候怎么开头呢？
I would probably say, hi everyone. 好像这样更加尊重每一个人的个体性，而不是像Dear All 一样的笼统的一整摊啊。
OK, 或者啊，如果是主管写给团队成员，他就可以说 Dear Team Members。但如果你反过来下级写给上级就不能这么用了。
嗯，其实有的时候啊，比方说像我们这种同事啊，大家关系都比较好呢，就可以再轻松活泼一些，直接说成 Hey folks。
对， folks 就是小伙伴们。
嗯，
所以这个 Hey folks 就类似于说哎，小伙伴们。
嗯，
但是轻易不要对老板这么说，否则后果自负。
对， Let's move to number two. Mistake number two, what is it
Okay, mistake number two, you get to the point too quickly.
Oh no, in Chinese culture, we need small talk. 不要太过于单刀直入直切主题啊。 我们中国人都讲究寒暄嘛，那这个 small talk 它就表示这种闲聊聊天。
Oh yeah, we like to beat around the bush. 我们的文化就是讲究迂回含蓄，那这个 beat around the bush 字面意思是呢，在灌木丛旁边东敲敲西敲敲，其实对应我们中文一个词旁敲侧击。
Yeah, exactly. But first, one trick that we can offer you guys here, one thing I personally like to doIs I just like to start almost every email with a thank you. Thank you for your email. Or if the person has taken you out for lunch the day before, thank you for lunch yesterday. It's a really nice way to start off the email.
Yeah, I agree with that. Thank you. 像邮件其实有很多分类。那你写的邮件如果是寒暄类的、感谢类的，或者就是给朋友写邮件，你用这个 thank you 来开头，真的还蛮好用的。But of course, we can only thank someone for their email if they emailed us before, right?
Of course. So what if they haven't emailed us before? I mean, what else can we say in terms of small talk to get the email started?
Yeah, you might say something like, I hope your days are going well. I hope you'd have a nice weekend. 如果是你先写给对方，你就可以用这种比较 cheerful, 同时又能表现你很关心对方的话。
Absolutely, totally agree.
不然呢，你上来就说，你好，这是我们的报价。I need to know, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it just sounds very harsh.
Right, 有点太不近人情了，对吧？你好歹客套一下，是吧？And one other we can say is that, you know, how's your new project coming along, right? So that's another example of what you can say.
对，其实你问这个问题就像这个 how are you 一样，并不是真的你要得到一个很具体的答案，就是简单的问一下，哎，你的新项目进展怎么样啊？这个进展就可以用到 come along. You just really need to address that person as a person. 你得让人家感觉到你是跟一个有温度的人在对话。
Yeah, I think that's important, right? We don't want to seem like robots all the time. Okay, let's jump to the next. 我们再来看看下一个。
Okay, next is, you don't organize your emails or your ideas.就是不组织自己的邮件，就是太唠家常了。
Right, so this is basically, you know,You don't want to go on and on and on. 我们刚刚说了要有寒暄嘛。But if you keep going on and on with lots of details, people are gonna get annoyed. Emails are not supposed to be long letters, you know. 除非你们是情侣，然后你们刚好又有工作要谈。
别发邮件就好。
Right.
Okay, in that case, it's a love letter. But we're not talking about love letters, guys. We're talking about emails.
Exactly. 我们说时间就是金钱嘛。So it's rude if you waste someone's time. 所以呢，大家一定要尽量的保证自己发给别人的 email 是简洁、清晰、明了的。
Yeah, good writing is short and concise and to the point.
All right, let's roll to the last one, mistake number four. 今天要讲的最后一个误区是什么呢？It is you don't tell people what they should do.
对，就是说你扯一通，结果对方并不知道他下一步应该做什么，或者说呢，你的诉求到底是什么。
Right, 我们直接来举例啊。比方说在一篇邮件的最后，我们可以怎么样来表达我们的诉求呢？ What are some examples of how to phrase this summer?
Right, so we have like, let's touch base on this next week. Or please let me know by Monday if you're able to attend the meeting.Or please give me a call or follow up with me. Something like this, right?
Right. You need to know what's the next step. Otherwise, it's like, what's that? You know? 不然的话对方就会很茫然。What am I supposed to do? 那节目结束之前呢，我们一起来看一下 Summer 刚刚提到的一个短语啊。Let's touch base. What does that mean?
All right. Touch base means like, let's talk. Let's, you know, let's catch up. What did we resolve?Did we resolve anything? What's new?
Right, touch base, 它其实跟 catch up 有点像啊，就是表示双方通过接触、交谈去了解某件事情的相关情况。Kind of like, let's connect again.
Yeah, 就是保持联系、再联系的意思。
OK, 那今天要讲的四个写邮件的误区呢，我们就讲完了。
So, stop making these mistakes and you'll be writing some awesome emails. Good luck.
Good luck with it.
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。